You're listening to a Semantic podcast powered by PodTech.
Hello, and welcome to Security Response Podcast presentation brought to you by Symantec, the world leader in providing solutions to help individuals, small businesses, and enterprises assure the security, availability, and integrity of their information. Today's podcast is focused on the wireless trends uncovered in a global survey by the Economist Intelligence Unit sponsored by Symantec. The goal of this podcast is to help you better understand some of the threats and trends identified in the survey, and to help educate wireless users on how to protect themselves. Mobile devices are indispensable and quickly becoming part of our everyday personal and professional lives. But an enterprise businesses are likely putting their data at risk by not implementing policies that protect the data on these mobile devices and the networks they plug into. When adoption of a technology increases, it's common that the bad guys take notice. Symantec research shows that malicious code targeting smartphones grew by 230% in the second half of 2005. In its recent Internet Security Threat Report, Symantec highlighted several new examples of malicious code targeting smartphones, including the first cross-platform threat that has the ability to affect both Symbian and Windows operating systems. The end of 2005 also saw the emergence of PB Stealer, which represents itself as a phone book utility for smartphones in order to entice a user to download and execute it. When a device has been compromised by one of these Trojans, information such as the user's phone book, notepad, calendar, and to-do list can be transmitted to Bluetooth-enabled devices that are within range. This could pose a serious breach of confidentiality if a corporate device is compromised in this manner. Sensitive contact information and appointments could also be exposed. The risks connected with mobile data will increase as larger mobile networks become a more attractive target for cyber criminals. Even today, a mobile worker could accidentally infect his company's network with a worm or virus that came through a cell phone. Companies must protect their networks and assets by having firewall and antivirus protection, software updates, and tools to ensure any device, whether it's a laptop or a mobile phone, will not introduce a new security risk into the IT environment. The mobile phone, if it remains unsecured, is on the path to become the weakest link in business security plans. The cycle of increased adoption, increased threats, and hoping nothing goes wrong is headed for a breakdown. Yet 9 out of 10 companies have not implemented the required security to protect their mobile workforce. The Economist Intelligence Unit surveyed more than 240 global company executives and conducted a number of in-depth interviews with executives across a range of industries to explore awareness of the security risks associated with the widespread adoption of mobile data solutions. Fear about mobile phone security are reflecting outdated thinking by today's employers and are causing them to delay supporting mobile and wireless devices in the workplace. In fact, more than 60% of companies are holding back, according to the survey. Close to 47% of respondents cite cost and complexity as a major obstacle to deployment. Meanwhile, almost 1 in 5 businesses have already experienced financial loss due to attacks via mobile data platforms. 82% of companies reported that they view the damage from virus attacks as being the same or greater on a mobile network than on a fixed network, but only 26% have actually assessed security risks of smartphones compared with 81% of enterprises conducting security assessments for laptops. Despite the proliferation of mobile devices used in the workplace, only 9% of companies have incorporated a comprehensive security architecture designed to include mobile device access. Of the rest, 10% of companies have no measures for addressing mobile security. 39% are granting mobile devices access to corporate networks on an ad hoc basis, and another 39% are integrating mobile devices into their existing fixed network security architectures. In the United States, only 53% of U.S. companies restrict storage of corporate data to company-owned mobile devices, the lowest percentage in the world. And only 24% of U.S. companies provide their employees with security training for mobile devices, again, the lowest percentage in the world. Thwarting security attacks on mobile devices should be a top priority. Without protection, proprietary data can be easily compromised. Information that is secure but is unavailable is useless. It's like putting all of your valuables in a safe and forgetting the combination. Information that's widely available but not secure is worthless. It's like putting all of your trade secrets up on a billboard. There are many ways companies can protect themselves from mobile threats. First, companies should provide training to employees using mobile devices. Also, it's important to remove data from devices that are no longer in use. Several incidents have occurred by people obtaining hand-me-down mobile devices that still had confidential company data. Companies should also establish procedures to disable remote access for any mobile device that is lost or stolen. Many devices store usernames and passwords for website portals, which could allow a thief to access even more information than on the device itself. Centralized management of mobile devices, and by maintaining an inventory, IT departments will know who is using what type of device and when. And finally, patch management for software on mobile devices should not be overlooked. This can often be simplified by implementing patching with syncing or patch management with the centralized inventory database. That concludes our podcast for today. Thank you for downloading and listening to this Security Response podcast brought to you by Symantec, the global leader in information integrity, providing software, appliances, and services to help individuals and enterprises secure and manage their most important asset, their information. For more information about this subject, related products, or additional podcasts, make sure to visit www.symantec.com.